about yourself, like what's your major, your status in college as far as your academic standing?
I'm from Bakersfield. That's where I came from Bakersfield originally, and right now I'll be a senior, biological sciences major.
Did you start off at UCI as a bioscience major?
Yeah, I started off at UCI as a bioscience major. I've came into UCI knowing what I wanted to get out of UCI, and becoming a bio major seemed to be the most popular route to go, quote-unquote, pre-med. Matter of fact, I thought there was a pre-med major, and I tried to find a pre-med major, and so there's no pre-med major. You can be a bio-sci major with intentions to go to medical school, and that's what they term a pre-med. But I always thought there was a pre-med major.
Talking to Dan Holstein about when he decided to be a doctor, he said in high school. What about you? When did you make that decision?
Even before high school, I wanted to be a doctor. I used to break the legs on tables just so I could set them again. I've always wanted, probably really realistically looked at medicine about the time I was a junior in high school, but for some reason medicine has always appealed to me. I started working around hospitals and things of that nature around junior, senior year in high school.
So you knew for certain that that's what you wanted?
Uh-huh.
Even now, are you certain that's just...
Well, after taking a lot of classes and different experiences and research here at UCI, I haven't changed my mind about being a doctor. It's just some other things I want to incorporate along the way. I never expected myself to be caught up in the fine arts areas. Everyone always said, well, to be a good doctor, you know, you're going to have to take philosophy and all the other things that go along with it, and you'll have a, you know, and get an appreciation for art. But I never thought it would happen to me.
When did you make the decision as far as, you know, combining the biological sciences with fine arts?
About 6 months ago.
What happened?
I don't know. It just seemed that all the art classes I had taken were extremely worthwhile. I had taken a trip back to Washington, D.C. and had gone to the Museum of Art and have seen pieces of art that I learned about in my art classes. Oh my God, you know, I'm looking at them. I know the history behind them. I know who made them. I know how they were made. I knew what went into them. That was something that was really neat. And my parents have always been extremely good about taking me to the opera or classical music or going to see musicals. That was a big factor, going to musicals on my own in college and going to productions here on campus. Was a big part of it, and getting caught up and meeting friends and making friends in fine arts. Not only is my interest in just fine arts, but I've also spread out to some social ecology, i.e. criminal justice, and things of that nature. So that's...
How are you going to incorporate this in 4 years? Are you pressured to graduate in 4 years?
I am, in a way, pressured to graduate 4 years. It's always been very important to my family to graduate in 4 years. There is no way that I can do all the things I would like to do in 4 years. So I'm contemplating taking a fifth year. I'm talking about it right now with my family. They understand. It's hard for them to understand. Well, why do you want to take 5 years? Why can't you just be satisfied in taking 4 years and graduating with your major and going into medical school? Well, I could, but for some reason I feel like I'd be missing a whole lot, and I just don't want to.
I've
always have been very sure that I wanted to go into medical school, but Thanksgiving this year, I remember going home, and it was due to a lot of things. There was a lot of pressure. I wasn't doing really well in my biology classes, and I really started to wonder, do I really want to be a bio major? Do I really want to go to medical school? How badly do I really want it? And just to find myself questioning it made it hard on myself. And it took some really serious inner debate, so to speak, about whether I wanted to go to medical school or not, or do I want to put up with all the grind, quote unquote. And I thought about it for about a month. And by that time, fall quarter was over and we were heading into winter. And I said, well, if I want to do it, I better declare it now and put my nose to the grindstone. And for some reason, I was right back on the track, so self-assured that I wanted to go to medical school. You asked, what if I don't get in? If I don't get in, I don't get in. I try again.
So you have, but there's so many people who don't, even after they try it one, two, three times, they don't get in. And they're stuck with a biological sciences degree and no skills to do, you know, they're sent to pre-med. What have you made the preparations for this, you know, for the, or the just in case I don't get in?
Well, the just in case I don't get in, I've always had a lot of talent, I think, at doing things, creative things. I am fine arts, maybe acting, maybe psychology. It's hard to say what I would do if I don't get in. But you see, in my opinion, anyone who wants to, badly enough, get into medical school will get in, whether it takes them 1, 2, 5, 10 years, will get into medical school, whether it's in the United States or out of the States. But I think anybody with the tenacity to go to medical school will. And I feel that's kind of what I'm possessing right now.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a doomsday person, but I just, you know, I hear so much of this, you know, students who are sophomores and juniors say, I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna be the chosen one, you know?
That's exactly.
I prepared the last 4 years to be a doctor, and I can't do my career. My life is over. I'm just saying, you know, aren't there ways that you know, just in case I hear so much of that.
That okay, my whole game plan to take right out front. If I do not get into medical school, I will apply to a PhD program, and do research, a lab tech or something in the field of biochemistry or molecular biology. Get a PhD, and then go from there. Try to get into medical school from there.
So you still...
I still will stay within the realms of the sciences background. If I can't get into a PhD program my first year, I'll come back, raise the grades I need to raise, and then apply again both to medical school and to the PhD programs.
So you're saying tenacity will win out?
I think so. I think if you've got the stick-with-it-ness, you're in there. I can't see myself doing anything else right now other than what I want to be. I may end up being a lot of other things that I never thought I wanted to be. But whatever I end up, I know it's going to end up what I want to be, because I have been raised that you should never do anything you're not happy with. Oh, sure, I've used the Career Planning and Placement Center. I needed a job last summer, so I went in there and looked through their part-time and summer job file.
What's your image of our center?
Now or then?
Both. Now, before and now.
Before and after. The before I started working with the Career Planning and Placement Center, was it's a place to go if you need a job. It's a place to go. They have listings during the year and for the summer and part-time and clerical and work-study, things like that. If you need a job, you want to find out if there's any openings, if you want to house-sit possibly, that's where you go. There's not much there.
Yeah, because your face right now is kind of like frowning and derision. What's your feeling? What was your feeling then about the center?
My feelings about the center then, just it wasn't useful to a student who is trying to get through 4 years of college at UCI unless they needed a job to make it through. I've never had to really work while I've been in college, so I've never had any use for the Career Planning and Placement Center until last summer. Now that I've been working with the center, it's a lot more detailed. They have, not only do they have the job listings, but they have the facilities to help a student and follow a student through 4 years here at UCI or more, they have the facilities at the Career Planning Placement Center to follow a student through 4 or more years at UCI and help them put together a career goal. And kind of like it's a neat little place to go for a package of information that will get you hopefully where you want to be. And they have counselors and they have what they call SIGI, the career search computer-based computer. There's a lot more there than meets the eye, or at least met mine. I don't think it's well known enough. I still maintain that somehow the name just doesn't encompass. It's misleading. Career planning and placement. It just seems like a place where you go. It sounds like secretarial work. You go there. Hi, I'd like to be placed somewhere. I don't know. It doesn't seem to ring as true as the center is. See, if I were to rename the Career Planning and Placement Center, it would probably be something like the Total Student Building Package or something.
Building students or yeah. Building package.
Yeah. Or I don't know, just Career Planning and Placement, something like Life After Death at UCI Center. It's a good name for it.
You know, if you had to do it all over again, Scott, would you have done, you're a senior right now, would you have done it the same way, or would you have done anything differently?
If I had it to do over again, I would pay a lot more attention to my chemistry grades. I would have still have joined a fraternity. I would do a lot of it over again. I regret nothing I have done. Let me say that. I have regretted nothing I have done. Everything has been an experience. To be quite honest, yes, I would do it all over again. Just because I've enjoyed myself so much while I've been here. A lot of it hasn't been all fun. A lot of it's been a lot of hard work. Students ask me now, would you take humanities if you had it to do all over again? Humanities was probably the most meaningful course to me now, looking back on it. Oh, God, how I hated it while I was in it. And my first quarter was just a bear. My second quarter got a little bit better. Man, I just killed it my third quarter, and it made it the whole year worthwhile.
You know what I've noticed is I was just thinking of myself when I was a senior in college and senior in high school. Somehow, you have all your act together. Everything was I got it together. And I hear that when I'm talking to seniors, self-assured. Weren't there any things that you felt very uncomfortable with? Or didn't you have any problems as far as selecting the major? You talked about that a little bit, or becoming a doctor. You never had any qualms about that?
No, I think I've always been self-assured of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to go about it. Now that I've been at UCI for 3 years, how I want to go about it has changed, but I still know what I want to do. That hasn't changed. In high school, it's a lot different. You're not on your own. You're not making your own decisions for the most part. And there's the security of your friends and the community you're living in. For me, when I came away here to UCI, 180 miles away from home, from mom and dad, from my friends who went to other colleges or just stayed at home, there were decisions that had to be met that I made myself. And those decisions I don't regret. And I am very comfortable knowing what I want to do. It's still taking me a little bit of time readjusting, saying, okay, Scott, maybe you're going to take 5 years in getting there, or maybe even 6 or 7, depending on how long it takes you to get into medical school and get out of medical school. But I know that in the end, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah, because you must know people who, your fellow friends that were bioscience majors. Dan Holstein's an exception. You know, and the other guy, Jeff, is that his name? Who's the other guy that's been accepted? Mr. Perfect.
Oh, Greg Albers.
GREGALBERS.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think of myself as the one not getting in. That's why I'm thinking about 5 years. That's why I'm thinking about a PhD. It's very, very realistic to me that I may not get in. At the same time, it's very, very realistic to me that I may just get in. I'm going out to dinner tonight with a girl who just found out last week she was going to Wisconsin. After this is her third time applying, she's been at UCI 6 years now. She's pretty happy.
I want to hear about what happened. Is there any other questions you'd like to ask?
I think you covered it. I guess something that I wonder about constantly is I was a fine arts major when I was here, and every year we'd get an influx in fine arts of sophomore and junior bio students who, as freshmen and sophomores, were just real sure. You know, beyond the issue of pre-med and what it takes to get through it, I just saw so many of those people, and it probably happened from various technical competitive degrees. A lot of those people changed their minds. And you said something before about you have a background, your family has brought you up never to do something that you aren't happy doing. Well, how do you evaluate what you're happy with? That seems to be the thing. Like, who decided that you wanted to be a doctor? I mean, I'm not trying to talk about your case, but in some of the people that I knew when I was going to school here, they came here programmed to be a doctor, but it wasn't what they wanted to do. And they soon found that out.
Exactly.
What do those people do, and how do they?
How do they find out if they'd be happy doing?
Yeah.
That's tough. That's an individual. That's just an individual definition about what you're happy doing. I thought. Since I worked in an emergency medical, I worked as an emergency medical technician in an emergency room at a hospital for a summer. And I loved being, maybe it's the attention that I liked that I was getting, knowing that I was an important person in a life and death situation. I mean, it was really traumatic for me a lot of times. A friend of mine came in with a heart attack. I wasn't happy then, and I wasn't happy at the end of the day. But yet, no, being in that kind of a situation and constantly being called upon to help made me feel good. And I was happy doing that. I was happy working in a clinical laboratory, around doctors, learning. I take two magazines. I have a subscription to two magazines. One of them is Skin Diver, because I just like, recreational type stuff. The other one is Scientific America. Don't ask me why, but both of those to me are recreational reading. So,
what would you tell a good friend of yours whose brother was coming to school here, younger brother was coming to school here? What would you tell that younger brother to do if they were unclear about what they wanted to do?
Two things. One. Actually, three things. One would be think about possibilities you'd like to do. Make a list of 10 things you might be happy doing. Two, get advising from the unaffiliated counselors. Three, go to the Career Planning and Placement Center.
With that, I want to say thank you. I've been holding on that cough. Thank you.
Okay, can I?